DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com. From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Old Number 7. When you need something perfect to mix with soda, Coke, Pepsi, doesn't really matter. Reach for Old Number 7. Find out more about them at jackdaniels.com. And don't forget to use the special discount code DI Plus for a boozy listener discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined this evening from the boozy state of alcohol. From the number 7 free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
What am I free of?
I you know, we got an email. We'll get to it in the contact thing.
I'm free of everything.
We got an email that was criticizing my syntax on the opening, and so I tried to fix it on the fly, and
Doing it live, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll fix it in post. Well, wait, is your week to edit, so you
it
can
is
fix
my
it in post.
I've determined that we're taking turns, which is fine with me. That's great.
I'm happy with that. We had one small problem, and by the way, let me just say, it is Tuesday evening, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and we are streaming live on Pride48.com, so a great big hello to everyone in the chat room, starting at the top there, Turniphead, Turniphead, Ant, Cronehaven, Good Humor Penguin, Kingsley, Mags, Michael P., 1962, Ramble Redhead, Are You Counting, Wisconsin, Timmy Sims, Toppy Smelly, and that's it. I'm there.
You probably do need to announce that I'm here, because to some people, you're the only one on the show. So you should say, you know, my special guest who is here, by the way,
right.
You know,
I have logged. I am in the chat room this evening as Square 42, but, you know, I don't see any of the it's all about me folks there. I think I've just completely pissed them off.
Maybe so. I hear I'm their favorite now.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, they were asked the other day who their favorite was.
Daniel Brewer.
No,
it was not.
It was not. Yeah, I mean, you're wishful thinking there, you know. It's kind of like the foul monkeys when they're talking about who are we going to screw next year at Pride 48? And, you know, like Daniel Brewer, no. And, you know.
Do I have that clip somewhere? I think I have that clip somewhere. Oh, those are memories.
They didn't say it quite that way. But so let's just announce right now, since we're telling all the other podcasts to announce it, Pride 48 will have our first official State of the Station for the 2014 event.
Right.
On November 3rd. That is a Sunday, ladies and gentlemen.
As a Sunday evening, it'll be at 7 p.m. Standard Time, because the 3rd happens to be the day that we switch back to Standard Time. So
I'm just going to start, when I announce these things or when I post it anywhere, I'm just going to put E-T. Because I don't know whether it's EDT or EST or right. ESPN. I don't know what it is, okay?
It's not until next year.
Eastern.
See, there, I knew I had that.
He's not hot until next year.
Right. And that next year would have been this year.
Yeah, so were you hot this year?
No, still wasn't hot this year.
Oh, well.
There is no pleasing that, Waylon. I'll tell you that right now. You know, Bradley, on the other hand.
Daniel, 2013. Three-way kiss.
Right. See, old forgotten clips. Memories.
So in the chat room, are you counting WI? Mm-hmm. Says, wait, Adam Burns actually listens to other podcasts? And I don't know what statement I made that prompted that response.
Because every time I bring up, did you hear on such and such, you say on this very show, oh, now you're calling me out. You know that I don't have time to listen to other shows. So you're the one that outed yourself there.
No.
Let me give a hint from the Mike Lawson School of Podcasting. Anytime someone asks you if you've heard something on another show, always say yes.
Well, obviously, no.
Let me say it like Joe Batanz. When someone asks you if they've listened to another show,
yes,
always say yes.
So No, what I'm saying is what prompted that sentence right at that moment? Not
because
what
you
were
we
saying?
Because you were, oh my God, you don't even listen to yourself, do you?
No,
you
I don't.
Were
I don't
to,
listen
you were
to
talking
our
about
show.
Foul monkeys.
Actually, I listen to a lot of podcasts. A lot.
You do.
But.
Do you listen to Big Fatty?
I do listen to Big Fatty. Yes. Actually, I know. Let's see. I'll prove it. He's going to Wisconsin?
Yes.
Minnesota.
Wisconsin. You will. No. Which one is it? Wait. No, don't help him out here, chat room. Don't help him. Which one is it, Adam? Is he going to Wisconsin or is he going to Minnesota?
I think he's going to Minnesota. And
is that your answer?
That is my answer. Is that right?
You're correct. Yeah, you're okay. Correct. He's going to Minnesota.
And he was talking about packing an extra camisole because it's going to be cold there.
I'm sorry. He was going to pack an extra what?
Camisole?
I believe Jacket? Big Fatty has a name for that particular apparatus or that particular piece of
he called it a camisole. I listened to his show today.
Drop the C.
Amisole? I dropped the C. What do you want me to do?
It's a hamisole. Anyway, it doesn't. The hamisole was the one that was made for him.
No, he packed his valise. The valise is the suitcase, dear.
Right.
Are you counting?
All right, now wait. Now before anyone goes and gives me credit for that that Joe Batanz imitation, I was completely ripping off It's All About Me. It's All About Me podcast.com. Which by the way, they are very mad at me. So it's the All About Me podcast. Did you, Adam, hear their latest episode?
Yes.
You know, that latest episode was titled Oh No You Didn't, and it was spelled with a capital D-I there.
So I did listen.
It was just pure, like, you know, they blamed me for stuff that Brian said. Brian of the Game Night Guys, by the way.
Well, everything is your fault, as you know. Mm-hmm. It's true.
So Brian goes and gets all pissy with his, I'm not a no-no square. I should just be a no-no. I don't want to be a square. And, you know, he was whining to me about it because he was helping us with the logo thing. And I'm like, you know what? Then make a phone call. Oh, I don't want to make, I'm like, we're recording it right now. So I record it with Brian so that he can air his grievance because, you know, it's a Festivus tradition. And so the airing of the grievances. And, you know, who is it that takes the blame for it?
Daniel Brewer?
Yes.
No.
Yes, Daniel Brewer took the blame for it. It was Brian. Brian was the one that was bitching about things.
I have to say that I didn't ever call in, and I'm still an Ono square.
No, you're not. You are a square, period.
Oh,
you've never been on
I'm
the show.
I'm a square. Yes. But I never called in, and that's how much they like me. I'm actually...
You did call in. We called into their show together, and on that phone call, you said, square me, bitch.
Oh, were we calling in?
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Anyway, we have gone on. This is the most boring beginning of a show I have ever heard.
Really? I thought you said you listened to a lot of podcasts.
I do. I do. And this takes the cake, let me tell you. So we're just going to get right into the actual content because, as everyone knows, we are the best produced and we have loads of production numbers.
We are not the best produced. And by the way, can I just say this? Can I just ask this question? Is that damn thing over?
I don't know if it is or
that
not.
That stupid podcasting award thing. Because I think, hopefully we've dodged that whole thing.
I don't know. So,
yeah, I think it ended on the 15th. Oh, shit. It's still going on right now. Do not
go
nominate
us right now.
Do not nominate us, please. We
for worse
avoided
produce.
Talking about it on a reason. For a reason.
So anyway, you know, speaking of us being the best produced, I'm going to say something right now.
Right now, do you need any kind of production for this? Do you need any kind of theme music?
Today,
is this like a big announcement or
no? Today, I was thinking about what am I going to talk about on the show because nothing happened to me this week at all,
yes.
And it was just a list of gripes that I have mainly about myself. Mm-hmm. So the first one, speaking of being the best produced podcast or not, whichever you think,
right?
I am not able to finish a damn thing in my life. I'm a starter. But not a finisher. Like I can plan things. I can make lists. I can decide. If I didn't have you, if I didn't have a co-host saying, "Hey, come in here and record on Tuesday nights,"
right?
At,
which is why you never
PM
show
Eastern,
up until like
I do.
Two,
well,
two
I was preparing
before.
For the show at the last minute because I'm
try
also
to talk to you. I try to talk to you during the rest of the week. No, I don't want to talk.
Oh well, that was the beginning of our relationship, except it was flipped. I would always try to talk to you, and you'd be like, "Oh,
right,
I'm
fine.
Too busy."
So
you
are a starter, not a finisher. Yes,
right. Well,
what you're trying to say, Adam, I believe, if I may put some words in your mouth, is I complete you.
I don't know, but I think you're similar to me, though. I mean, neither one of us on our own would put out a show because we would always start and like mean to do it and come up with these really brilliant ideas and stuff. And then we would never record because we wouldn't have that. It's kind of like when you're exercising and you start out and they say you need a buddy because your buddy's like going to make you go to the gym, or you need to be paying a trainer because you're paying for it. You know, or whatever. But it irritates me because I've had the idea of doing a video podcast for 2 years.
Yes.
And I have bought lights. I have bought video camera. Now I've bought curtains. I've got the LED, you know, blue lights, which I got. They're not flashing anymore. I fixed that. I've got a set built, all this stuff. Still, not a damn episode. I mean, I did a few, you know, 2 years ago, just not very much production value, but I wanted to have production. Anyway, it just irritates me. That's all. I've had an idea of what body I want for a long time. That's the Adam and Maddie show.
No,
I know. I don't want to hear it, but please, I do not want to hear the beginning.
I'm just saying, you. This is episode 29 of your video podcast.
So
why would you say
fizzled.
That you've never done it?
But it never got to be what I wanted it to be.
So hopefully...
Oh, God. I don't even want to hear I'm hearing myself talk. I don't want to hear it. Just shut it off. Shut it off. I don't even have a snazzy opening, so I'm just going to start talking because that's the way we used to do the Adam and Maddie show. But the problem is I don't have a co-host, so if you just start talking, it really sounds ignorant. Anyway, regardless, I come up with all these ideas, but I don't finish anything. Like, okay, I started doing that, but anyway, that's it.
That was it?
Tonight's just going to be Adam personal criticisms instead of stories about the week.
You know what? Being someone who starts and doesn't finish things is actually quite a good trait to have in your side work. Because
in my side work?
In your side work. In your online, in your video masturbatory side work.
I'm not allowed
to
do that anymore.
I'm just saying, but being able to start and not finish is actually kind of, that's an asset there.
It
really.
Lets me stay online longer. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And
yeah. Well,
I'm just saying.
Having staying power, I understand that. But like, I've always wanted a particular type of body. And I get to a certain point and then I just relapse and I gain weight back and I get really close to where I wanted to get and then self-defeatist.
So do you, I don't like to talk about it, but I do have a degree in psychology. So do you think it's like a fear of success maybe?
I don't know. I think I'm lazy. I don't know what it is. Like I have all the, I'm a perfectionist. And to me, I'm never done. So that's one thing.
Now, Toppy Smelly in the chat room is saying that, why don't we all help Adam tonight and we'll just criticize you to make you feel better. So
I didn't say I wanted everyone to criticize me. I said, I'm going to criticize myself.
Oh, great. Hold on. Let's see who this is. Hello.
Celebrity Death Phone. The Today Show's Good Luck Charm, Lenny Boyette, died last Sunday. At 71.
What?
Does that count? He was a celebrity after all. He was there every day in the crowd outside of the Today Show. And he was basically part of the show. So hopefully that counts. And I'm not too late. Bye.
Okay, right. There are two problems with this call.
Wait. Oh, before we get to the problems, Lenny Boyette, I just got to find a name. Or let's say Lenny.
Caller.
Wait, yeah, who are you? Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Why are you calling this show?
No, and, not why are you calling, but you,
and
you didn't
not
use your
giving
name.
Us your name.
Right.
Wait, you know what? I'm gonna now here's something I'm gonna start and not finish. So nobody hold this to me. Hold me to this. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Yes, yes.
I need to publish contest rules on the website.
Yes,
and then
you should.
Down at the bottom, I'm gonna put, you do not have to purchase the episode to be a winner. Or whatever that is, you know, when they always have on those contests, you know.
You should
like,
talk to the, it's all about me guys. They have a lot of experience in publishing rules. Anyway, so the, I'm just digging myself in deeper. I'm really just digging myself in.
You know how to make people hate you. That's true. If they didn't already hate you.
You know what? And the stupid thing is, I don't get it. I love their show. I love them. This is me being an 8-year-old boy pulling their pigtails in class because I like them.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? That's all it is. I'm just a bratty little kid that's pulling their pigtails because I like them. That's all. That's all it is. I don't mean anyone by it. I'm just.
You know, and in the past, no one has disliked me. I am a very likable person. I am not an ass, generally.
Well, it's too late now. too late now.
But now I think I have people that don't like me as well.
All right. You know what? Unknown caller, who, by the way, like all of our listeners, no. sounds really, really hot. But unknown hot caller, I'm sorry. Yeah, Lenny Boy.
I don't know who that is. It's not a celebrity, and you didn't give your name. So, sorry.
Yeah. But when I, it's, why is it when I search for Lenny Boyette, all I get is Al Roker?
Well, maybe this Lenny Boyette is someone that Al Roker talked to or something every day on the Today right. Show. Who watches the Today Show anyway? I watch Good Morning America. I'm patriotic that way. Actually, Mark watches Good Morning America, so I watch Good Morning America.
All right. So let's just move along then, shall we? Was any of that on the list?
It is, yes. It
oh,
was.
Okay. I see it right there. Unable
DubiousIntent.com. You don't know what our website is?
No.
It's the name of our show.
No, do not nominate us, please.
It's just because you'll feel bad when we don't win. It's okay. If someone wants to nominate us, it'll get...
I don't want... You know what I have said? Have I
There'll
said
be zero traffic.
Have I said this on the show? I don't know if I have. I know I've said this in many different places. I don't know if I've said it on a show. But I despise the podcast awards. It's a scam. It's like this, that. Yeah, I know I did because I played a clip of the guy for you. It's a scam. It's a way for a guy to get Google ads.
Oh my God, his show
traffic.
Sucked so bad. Well, that
but
little 10
but
second
it doesn't
clip
matter.
I heard.
He's bilked actual sponsors into donating things to him for him to give away so that people will go to his website every day and he gets the Google AdWords, the Google ad revenue for it. So he probably makes, a good $600 or $700 off the ads. You know, I don't know what his traffic is, but probably a good $600 or $700 off the ads for once a year, and he doesn't have to spend a dime in any kind of like giving away anything. So,
God.
Whatever.
Is Lenny Boyette black?
Yes.
It's all going back to racism, isn't it?
Careful what you say.
Well, now we've got to.
Be careful what you say.
Call Pod Cubs. Ask them if we should give it to him for Lenny Boyette.
All right. I have put this on the Trello because I wanted to talk about this. And this is one of those things that this is not going to be funny. I'm just going to warn you ahead of time. This is not funny. It's sincere. And I just wanted to say this and just get this out there in much the same way that we have new listeners that, we made a point of just kind of like giving our little backstories or whatever, because we always have new listeners coming through and whatnot. An unfortunate event happened here on the show. In that I played some porn off of my personal computer here. I played some porn. I just randomly reached over and clicked one. And it happened to be a porn about, what do you call that? It's not
It was
bondage.
A racist porn.
No, it's not bondage. It was like one of those, like someone being forced to do whatever.
They were dominating that.
So it was an S&M porn that I had here. And I clicked it and played it. And unfortunately, I dropped the N-word here on the show. Not me, but the porn itself dropped the N-word, which was said by a black person. And in my universe, that is fine. That is their word. They are allowed to use it in much the same way that I'm allowed to use fag. I'm not allowed to use the N-word because I am not a black person. I do not know that experience. That experience is not part of me. And as much as I would like to say, I can relate to you, I can't because I'm not a black person. And so it is not mine to say. I don't believe it's any white person's or anyone other than a black person in order to use the N-word. If they want to use it and take the power back, and reclaim that word, then all for that. I'm that's fine in my universe. So anyway, what happened is you and I are both liberal folks, and we did what any liberal white person would do. We kind of panicked momentarily and tried to make a joke about it. And you said, it's a racist porn, which it wasn't.
Right.
And then you said, it sounded like the Pod Cubs, not meaning that the Pod Cubs were racist. It was just a series of events. And I'm going to like just get this out of the way right now. Okay. I am racist. I really am. I am racist. I make judgments about people based solely on their race. More often in my line of work, I make that judgment on their accent or they're not actually seeing them. So not necessarily by the color of their skin, but by their race, right? Whether they're, just by hearing their voice or whatever. And, that's wrong. Right. And yes, of course, I make judgments about people based on the color of their skin also. And that is also wrong. The difference here is that I am aware of the fact that I am racist and I do everything that I can to fight that. Right. My initial reaction may be to react one way and then immediately my brain kicks in and goes, wait, why am I doing this? Is this la da da da? And then I second and triple and third guess myself and la da da da. And I think that's the only really honest way that you can approach this. Right. Is we are a product of this society and we are bombarded by racist messages all the time. And not just racism, all kinds of isms, right? Misogynism, ageism, racism. We're bombarded by these messages all the time. And as a piece of society, we are, you know, not immune to them. We buy into those things. I make judgments on people based on their age. But the difference is that the difference is I'm aware of that and I try to correct it. And that's the only thing you really can do is to try to honestly be honest with yourself and to try to correct those things. Now, that all being said, there are listeners who do not know us, do not know our sense of humor, do not necessarily know our backgrounds. And to one of those people, it could have come across as that we were being racist on that. And so for those people, I do apologize.
Some people said we were being racist.
No, I don't know. But you could have. I mean, it could have come across that way.
Well, I didn't play it, first of all. Right. And I was saying, so I thought it was, look, I don't know if they're mad at me or not. I love them. I think they're all great.
Yeah, and it doesn't really even matter whether they're mad at us or not. Hopefully the Pod Cubs know us well enough to know that we're not racist because we know them and we've played back and forth with them. But for the new people that may be in the ancillary pieces of that, you know, I've known you for, you know, we've been podcasting separately for 7 years. Can you believe that shit? 7 years? We've been podcasting together for over 3 years. So, I mean, you're one of my best friends. I know that you're not a racist. I know that it depending on...
Well, I have
on,
to be as much of a racist as you are.
Right. I was going to say, depending on the word, you know, depending on your definition of the word date, I'm using...
I have a out card on this. My partner is Asian. And I have sucked black dick before. Don't anyone cut that out and like mail it to my mom. But I have anyway.
I've gone out with black guys before. So, I mean, by gone out, I mean, I've had sex with them. I've only dated a few people. But.
So somebody is. Oh, when they say my name, it's highlighted in green. Okay. Anyway, so what I was going to say is I thought it would be ironic to say that it reminded me of Pod Cubs because they are a biracial show.
Correct. You could have said poke it with a stick because Tracy's on that show or whatever.
And Pod this Cubs is how just came to my mind.
Right. This is how live podcasting works, right? You want to make a joke, you want to make a statement that pops into your head and it comes out your mouth, right? And whatever. So if we did offend someone, we apologize. I apologize. But I don't, you know, Adam's not racist. I'm not racist.
I don't apologize.
Wait, I just said I was racist. I am racist. Adam's not racist. I am racist. But I do fight it.
There is a song, Everybody is a Little Bit Racist.
You know what? That is my honest belief. I do believe that we are all racist.
I'm going to admit I'm going to admit something right now. Since we're confessing stuff, I wasn't going to talk about this on the show.
But
I'm going to
do it.
Cuz I have to cleanse myself.
Do it.
I was walking down the walkway at work today.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, everybody's going to stop listening, but it doesn't matter cuz I have to confess this. I want forgiveness. There's this guy that is in a wheelchair because he is so overweight.
Now, was it a wheelchair or was it a hover round?
No, it's a wheelchair. But let me tell you, okay, these aisles are at least 4 feet wide.
I thought you didn't work in a store.
No, it's aisles like they're cubes, they're pods, they're...
Oh, okay, right? Gotcha.
So they're like about 4 feet wide. You could not pass him. This is how... He has like this extra wide because he's that big. And I thought hateful thoughts. I'm like, dude, you really? You are so fat that you... I can't even get around you. I don't even think he could get through the door in that thing. And I actually... Well, I'm not going to say that. Well... Okay, I took a picture.
You took a picture.
And sent it to Mittens. And I said, really? I'm sorry. It's not funny. I'm sorry.
But you don't know the guy's story, right?
No, I don't. He could have a disease or not. He could have a bad home life and have some. He could be like me. He never can finish things. Maybe he starts a diet every day and he can't finish.
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Not everyone can.
So I apologize to that guy. I've deleted the picture.
Right, no, we've just really drug this show down.
Anyway, sorry.
Let's just drug this show down. So I wanted to talk about this. I want to know You can send me emails. You can talk to, you can call our voicemail number if you would like to. But I would like to know, I have just purchased a new lube that I'm going to try.
Chubb's Gone Wild. Okay, chat room, sorry. Chubb's Gone Wild has nothing
great
on this person.
I talk about lube and you have to bring up Chubb's Gone Wild.
No,
thank you so
they
much
said it in the chat room. Anyway, go ahead.
Have you ever heard of this lube, this Stroke 29?
No.
I had not either. But
I'm
an
Astroglide user myself.
Really?
That's all I have. I love it. I don't need anything else, but go ahead.
Love it. I've been a Wet Platinum user. That's like kind of my go-to brand is Wet Platinum. That's the silicone base of the Wet. But I was running out of that and I got a coupon. Wait, I have to do it right. You hear that? I got a coupon in my email.
I hear that.
For cheaplubes.com. And so I went over there and anyways, they had the Stroke 29 on sale and I was just like, oh, I'll try that. But I've never, all right, so this is what it says. Now, granted, now this is marketing material. So who
knows? Are you trying this out on the show?
No, I'm not going to try it out on the show.
Give us a full review.
I'm just curious if anyone else has tried. Yeah, right. That's
unboxing of the lube.
No one would want to see that. All right, so let's see. It is a premium cream lubricant. Is designed to take masturbation to a whole new level. There you go. Yeah, how can you deny that? It's going to take masturbation to a whole new level. There's nothing else I could say. I mean, that's, you know, I'm just curious.
Hey, anytime you can take my masturbation to a whole new level, I'm there.
Right. Well,
I'll
give you a report. You know, and another original thing that we've done on this show that no other podcast has ever done before is that we used to do a little segment called the Test Kitchen. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Is what? Say that again.
The Test Kitchen. Yeah, we originated the Test Kitchen. You know, for us to test out things. Which
I thought that was Live It Up.
No. It was us. No other show has ever done that before. So there you go. I will give you an update on the Stroke.
I think that's copyrighted
29.
By Wes Stone.
I don't know who that is. Okay,
he's indeed a copywriter, isn't he?
No, wait, don't you want to know why it's called Stroke 29?
Yes, I do.
After years of research, these people have been researching masturbation for years. They're a team. So it's not just one person. It's the entire team of people that has been researching masturbation for years.
It's the masturbation research team.
How do I get a job like that? That's what I would, I do have a degree in psychology. I would love to do that.
I would finish that. I'm not a finisher. I would.
You would finish it repeatedly. Our team has developed a lubricant that gets better the longer you use it. All right, here we go. This is why it's called Stroke 29. As the cream heats up from the repetitive stroking of masturbation, the product texture transforms at or around the 29th stroke.
Wow, so wait, it's like the Tootsie Roll commercial. How many licks does it take to get to the center of the Tootsie? So it was
29.
Like, how many strokes does it take for our lube to go through this
right
miraculous transformation?
29.
And someone came in and said, I got it.
29. And the 29th stroke, it simulates the sensation of aroused human tissue.
Wow. All of that in 29 strokes.
I know. There you go. And like, so how can you really say no? I got the 3-ounce bottle. It was $10.95. Right, so I'm just testing it out there. Just saying, how could you not test that out? Really, I mean, it would be a crime not to. Wouldn't it? All right, so that's the test kit. Well, we'll make sure that we do that on the test.
But anytime I use something that like that, you know, that gets me that aroused, and
yes,
I shoot really far and everything, that's about time to rinse out my hair, right? Because it's so like right. it's like all up in it, you know, kind of like the Something About Mary, and it's sticking up. No, I never shoot that far. I'm really just kidding.
I haven't shot that far since I was like 21.
So. I wish I was 29.
Oh, dear Gossy, here we go. Hello. I have to get to that screen. Hello, yes.
Yes?
Yeah, hi guys, it's RT Cruiser. Just thought I'd squeeze in a celebrity death.
Yes.
You'll have to look this one up. He was an American. But Mark Chopper Reed, a notorious Australian criminal with no ears, who later became a celebrity and did a stage show and all sorts of stupid things.
Stupid
won't
things.
Be missed. Bye.
Right. All right. So, you know, normally I would be like, because I cannot understand a word.
RT Cruiser, have you got a book of like unknown celebrities? I don't even know. Maybe Daniel does. I think Daniel is about to say, and I stepped on him. I apologize, by the way.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, normally we, you know, can't understand a word the guy says. His accent is so horrible. I cannot understand a word that our tea cruiser says. But, you know, Turniped from the Canadas, from the Mexico North there, predicted this. He sent us an email 6 days ago that said, get ready for Scotty to call on this one. But it wasn't Scotty, it was RT that called. But it's a notorious Aussie criminal Mark Chopper Reed.
Oh, did I really get that right in my...
Yes.
I totally, like, I didn't understand what he was saying. That was the best I could do, and I got it close.
Apparently there's some kind of celebrity death beeper site. Is this correct?
I don't know.
Well, that would seem to be a very unfair advantage in the celebrity death phone. But anyway, so we need to make a judgment here. Do we give it to the Aussie criminal Mark Chopper? You know what? I've never heard of this guy. Have you ever heard of this guy?
Well, are they going to consider us to be racist if we keep not choosing Australians because we don't know them?
No.
Okay. Well, everybody knows you are, so...
Right, I've already admitted that I'm racist. So
we don't like Australians, RT. You got to pick an American.
Like Australia? No, I'm just kidding. You know, but if you're going to pick an Australian, pick someone that we know. You know, do we know any Australian? Yeah, Olivia Newton-John.
There is. Okay, it's deathbeeper.com.
No, don't tell them. Now you have to beep that out.
I don't know. I don't know if it actually like sends you a text message or something. It doesn't look like it does.
I think one of our listeners wrote it and. You know, put that side up there so that they could win. They could get an unfair advantage. All right, so I went too far on that. So I apologize for the whole very special DI Plus thing that I went through there with the whole racism thing. Because I've thrown us all off.
No, it's like a more you know sort of. So another thing that I wanted to talk about is and this is going to be real short because okay. I'm sure everyone feels this way, but this is another thing that I hate about myself.
Yes. Oh, it is. Tonight is just a night of self-hate.
It is. I have two men living inside my body.
Really?
I have this incredibly hot or wanting to be hot, want to work out, want to have the six-pack abs, want to, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Guy, you know, want to eat healthy and do all that and everything. And then I got this other guy that wants to fucking lay on the couch and eat, like, cupcakes.
Yes. Well, I think we all have that.
And it makes me angry. Like, here is my cycle.
Wait, you're not a cycle?
Not like
I hear that if we're around each other a lot, then our cycles might become synced.
So it's maybe, I don't know. So this is my cycle. When I have an event where I want to look as hot as I possibly can for a group of people, like say Pride 48. Then I come going up to that event, I will exercise and eat right or eat better and do all this stuff and get down close to the weight that I would like to be and lift weights and do all that kind of stuff. And then when I get home from Pride 48.
Stop.
Yes.
Stop. You make this sound like this is something that is unique to you.
It's not, but I hate it about myself.
This is the American human condition. Do you not? I can tell you, you know, I'm not a straight person, but I have lots of straight women friends who constantly talk about how, oh, I'm getting married in June, so now I'm on a diet for 6 months or whatever. Oh, thank God my marriage is over. Now I can eat. I mean, this is one of those things. Well, we all do this, right? We all like, oh, there's an event coming up that a class reunion, my 25th reunion. I want to look really good for that. So I'm going to like diet extra hard. I'm going to work out extra hard before that and whatnot. I mean, you're not in any way, shape or form. Do you have
I do hate it about myself though.
Well, but that's all of us.
I step off the plane from Pride 48 and gain 10 pounds like that. And it's probably more. I stopped weighing myself. I mean, eating pretzel burgers at Wendy's every night. And oh my God, Walmart had these pumpkin cinnamon spice cookies. I ate like the whole container.
Right.
Like all this stuff. I mean, I can't stop myself. So this week I'm like, okay, I'm getting back on the horse. And
there's a horse involved.
And I go to the gym and I get back on my diet and all of that. But it's like misery. I'm like, I'm angry. I'm like in a bad mood. I'm like, I hate this. And, you know, when you have a partner or a boyfriend or something like that, you don't have you have less. I know you want to look good for your partner, but they love you.
Right.
You know, and he's Asian. Apparently, Asian people don't mind their boyfriends to have a little bit more weight or be hairy.
Well, for God's sakes, they have Buddha. See, anyway. That was a totally racist comment. It was a totally racist comment, which was, by the way, just a joke.
Disclaimer. So, and then the fact that now I have a partner and it's not, he's not comfortable with me getting on that site, that second job that I have, which that was also a motivator to keep myself looking good and in shape because people were paying to see this, right? I don't know. Anyway, that's, and you know. And there's a side of me that wants to do this great video podcast, and then the other side of me that sits on the couch and doesn't finish the projects that I need to finish. I'm a wreck, is what I'm telling you people.
All right.
A wreck.
A wreck. We're going to have to table some of these. I wanted to say some more about It's All About Me, but we're just running late. So we'll just save that till next week. You know what? If you haven't listened to It's All About Me, go over there right now to itsallaboutmepodcast.com, right? Isn't that correct, isn't it? It's allaboutmepodcast.com. Go over there.
My last one is...
Add them to your rotation. Make sure that you listen to them.
The other thing is I hate hot guys at the gym, but I've said that before.
They're very good. Don't waste it. Save it for next week.
That's it. No,
Just save it for next week. No, I want an entire dissertation on how you hate hot guys.
I'm going to write an essay.
Please do.
I'll do it.
And I want to talk about some of these new television shows next week. And we're going to do all that stuff, but we're just running behind so much.
There's a really good one.
Well, but no, too late. We're going to do it next week.
You skip technology as well.
The new.
I guess we'll have technology next week as well.
We have different segments. Do they have to go in that specific order?
No, I guess they don't. So Madonna has been banned from a national theater chain after using her phone during a movie premiere.
She was using her phone during a movie? That sounds very technological. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it. No, I'm just kidding.
On Monday, the controversy set off a firestorm on Twitter.
Yes.
Controversy, because she's now British. Okay. Anyway.
Right. So Scotty, the little Odyssey Battler.
She may be the queen of pop, but apparently even music royalty isn't exempt from the rules when it comes to movie theater etiquette. Madonna is now banned from the Alamo Drafthouse theater chain after she was reportedly caught texting away during last week's New York Film Festival premiere of 12 Years a Slave on the Upper West Side.
It's probably because the movie was really boring.
When a person sitting next to her asked her to stop.
They didn't. They asked Madonna to stop?
She apparently refused.
They weren't gay. No gay man would ever ask Madonna to stop anything.
So anyway, Tim League, the CEO of Alamo, blasted the singer on Twitter, writing, "Until she apologizes to the movie fans, Madonna is banned from watching movies at Draft House."
Oh, because she does that all the time. That's like one of those things. It's like, until he apologizes, Ashton Kutcher is banned from sucking my dick. It's not like it was something he's going to do a lot anyway.
All right. So on to more hard-hitting news. I know everyone...
Notice how you've scooted the number back up to 3 now.
I didn't. We've done 2 for the past whatever. This is just a one-off. So back to more hard-hitting news.
Yes.
I know everyone's worried about the government shutdown, and we want
to
be in touch.
By the time this show goes out,
the government will be started up again?
Yes, yes. They will have rebooted it.
So the first government shutdown in 17 years has had a dramatic impact on ladies.
Can you say that again? 17 years. It's just very, very stressed.
I doubt I could. The first government shutdown in 17 years.
Wow.
Has had a dramatic impact on First Lady Michelle Obama's world-famous kitchen garden on the South Lawn.
Oh my God, they've ruined her garden.
Currently bursting with more than 30 kinds of vegetables, including presidential pumpkins, awaiting harvest just in time for Halloween.
And does it matter? No, they're all going to just rot there thanks to you fucking Republicans and your little shutdown tactics. Thank you. You've ruined Halloween.
In the 11 days since the shutdown began, you know, Republicans wouldn't mind that they ruined Halloween.
Wait. At least get today correct. Today is like actually 15 days since the shutdown began. It's Tuesday evening.
Sorry. I don't know when this article was written. On October 1st, the pounds and pounds of, it just said it. The pounds and pounds of ripe organic bounty have gone to waste. The vegetables filling the 1,500 square foot plot are now rotting away on the vines and in boxed beds, thanks to the mandate for minimal maintenance placed on the skeletal crew of National Park Service gardeners
all right.
Who remain on duty.
All right, so someone in the chat room, I'm not going to call anyone's name or whatever, says, well, of course, she can't go get them herself. You know, she's the fucking First Lady of the United States. Do you think she just sits around watching Oprah all day long? She's got a very busy itinerary. There are handlers that take her from one thing to another and put her in different clothes and put her in different rooms and say, you have to speak these words here and you have to go and say these words here. It's not like she's sitting around the White House playing pinochle, okay? So let's stop it with the stupid, you know, I've only thought about this for 30-second comments that the Republicans like to say.
Anyway,
unlike it's all about me. We like to talk about politics.
They're showing pictures, and apparently one of the pictures looks like the lawn is not being mowed either. I mean, before long, they're going to have old cars out in the front. You won't be able to.
Have old cars out in the front lawn there.
Yeah. Anyway, so that, you know, there you go. So that is what the shutdown is doing. It's a very long article. You should look it up. So lastly,
stupid Republicans forcing the pumpkins to you're ruining Halloween.
They don't like Halloween. They're too conservative.
Fuckers. Why not? John Boehner is basically half pumpkin. Look at the man. He's a big orange thing that like has a scary face on him. He is a jack-o'-lantern. He is like the human embodiment of a jack-o'-lantern is John Boehner. I don't understand.
You know, Wes Stone made a statement. I just want to say something. Wes Stone made a statement.
Hold on. Breaking news. Wes Stone made a statement. What?
In another report, Wes Stone had something to say. No, Wes Stone prefers to listen to podcasts where people actually talk about themselves and you get to know them rather than some rehashing of news stories.
Really?
Straight out of his mouth.
I'm sorry. I meant to say
rehashing of Yahoo News over and over again. Breaking news in the DI Plus newsroom.
This is in from the DI Plus newsroom. Wes Stone made a statement.
So lastly, in our rehashed news segment that Wes Stone probably forwards through, Air India is to launch an investigation after a passenger said he found worms in his mid-flight sandwich, a company spokesman has told the BBC. The passenger allegedly made the discovery during a flight from New York to Delhi on the 28th of September. It's the latest in a series of mishaps to hit India's struggling and heavily indebted flagship carrier. Media reports say that a large panel in the underneath of an Air India jet fell off in midair on Saturday. I don't think that's a good sentence. Let me try to rephrase
that. I think this is not funny at all. Some plane fell apart in midair.
Media reports say that a large panel in the underbelly of an Air India jet fell off in midair on Saturday. Yes. Experts quoted an Indian newspaper say that although the Bangalore-bound Dreamliner aircraft landed safely, the incident put about 150 passengers on board at a grave risk. You know, maybe they didn't have enough good food to feed the person because they couldn't harvest the pumpkins from Michelle Obama's
garden. That's what it is. You fucking Republicans. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it. DI Plus Technology segment brought to you by Big Fatty Online. For the last word in technology, check them out at bigfattyonline.com.
There are racist chat rooms. There are racist comments in the chat room.
That's Kathy Marshall. By the way, Kathy, you need to email me because if you're going to come visit New Haven to see Mamma Mia, we need to coordinate.
Is it New Haven or New Haven? Or how is it supposed to be said?
It's New Haven. The emphasis is on Haven, not New. So it's like you don't say New York, you say New York.
Well, why don't you just say Haven then?
It's New Haven. Because we're New Haven. That's all. Anyway, so please go ahead and tell me about your technology segment.
All right. Well, I just wanted to ask a rhetorical question here. Is T-Mobile becoming a better choice as a carrier here lately? They have no contract plans. They have unlimited data still for a very low price. They're probably the lowest price of any of the carriers. Maybe Sprint's in league with them. But lastly, the latest news report from T-Mobile is... the latest shakeup from T-Mobile eliminates international roaming rates for data and text messages and simplifies calling rates. If you're a frequent international traveler, you're going to want to pay attention to Uncarrier 3.0. T-Mobile's latest shakeup puts international roaming rates in its sights, with the carrier eliminating fees for data and text messages entirely in more than 100 countries. It also simplifies the calling rates, charging a fixed rate of 20 cents per minute. New and existing T-Mobile customers who are on a postpaid plan are eligible for the new international plan, which kicks off on October 31st. The company also introduced a $10 stateside international talk and text plan for U.S. customers calling out to other countries.
All right, but T-Mobile is the fourth place of the cellular carriers in the U.S. Right.
Right.
So basically, we've got AT&T and Verizon first and second. Well, actually, Verizon first, AT&T second. And then you have Sprint and T-Mobile, like, in the back. But T-Mobile is still, T-Mobile, to me, all they're doing is just like, here's a new take on what is basically a traditional cell phone plan, right? We're still going to charge you per minute. We're still going to charge you for things that we shouldn't really be charging you for. Honestly, if you want, a better cell phone plan, you know, if Sprint has coverage at all in your area, it is well worth your while to check out Ting.com.
Well, the problem with Ting is I need Sprint does not have good coverage here.
That's what I'm saying. And that's the problem with T-Mobile. T-Mobile does not have good coverage. That's why T-Mobile is offering these slightly less than, cheaper than the traditionals, but still way more expensive than they should be.
So I get 2 gig of data from AT&T and unlimited talk and text for I'm paying $130 a month by the time
That's fucking insane.
Everything. Okay.
That's fucking insane. That plan on Ting would cost you $21.
With T-Mobile, okay, it won't be 21, but with T-Mobile, it would go down to $70 a month. Actually $50 a month, but then I want to do the thing where you get the phone and you pay for part of it and then you add that would be stupid if it had interest, but they don't. So it's the exact cost of an unlocked phone. They just spread it out over multiple bills.
Yeah, you know what? And everyone always says, oh, no, that's a bad deal or whatever. But honestly, here's my problem with that.
Because there's no interest.
If I go out and buy my phone right now, I don't get a lower monthly rate. So I'm still paying for that subsidized phone. It's like, it doesn't matter if I go out and give you the $700 for my, whatever, my Moto X or whatever, I'm still paying the same monthly rate that I would be paying that if I had bought the subsidized one. So there's no facility there for me to recoup that savings. I think it's you're kind of stupid not to do that thing.
So
if you want to change your phone every year, then yeah, you should do that. Except for AT&T's. AT&T's is horrible.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. So I'm with AT&T now. My rate is like $50 more or $60 more than what it would be with T-Mobile. And if I upgrade my phone, it's a worse deal. So I'm thinking I can save, maybe $40 anyway, whatever it is, $40 a month I can save, switch to T-Mobile. I can get a cheaper upfront phone. So I don't have to take as much out of my wallet today. And I really want to switch phones. I want to either get the HTC One or the Samsung Note 3 thing, Galaxy Note 3.
See, I'm all about the Moto X. I want a Moto X.
I want to get rid of my tablet. Not get rid of it, but I want to stop carrying my tablet around. So I was thinking what the so-called phablets might be a good choice because they're in between sizes. And then I could do all my video watching and all that, but not have to carry around two devices. So that's it. That was my technology segment. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, track it, drop it, zip and zip it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, quick, erase it. Oh, I fucked that up here. What's that like chanting?
I fucked it up. All right, let me do this. Here we go.
So is it RC's birthday? Because someone's saying it's RC's birthday.
Yes, it is RC.
Happy birthday, RC. I don't have a song for you, so we can't
guess. I just played one. That was a happy birthday from Amber Riley from Glee singing that. See, I'm trying to stock up to It's All About Me because they hate me, and I just wanted to let them know that I love you guys.
Oh, God. I have not tried this, so I hope it's working today, but we're going to give it a whirl. All right. So here we go. Used to be shy. Funniest thing, the saddest part is I never knew why.
could mess up for nothing was my favorite sport. I had to take off and stop and join because life's too short.
There's a new girl in town. This is that girl, right? This is a theme to that girl.
That is not the name of the show.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Alice? Wait.
Yes.
It was Alice. Okay. So yes. This is the theme to Alice. But this is not the version that they use. Is this Linda Lavner?
Well, you're close.
No, it's not Linda Lavner.
It's yes. Yeah, that's not how you. That's not quite her last name.
Oh,
but
Lavin?
Yeah.
Lavin.
Yes.
Linda Lavin. Okay.
So it's Linda Lavin. Who is 76 years old, and she did indeed play Alice.
Yeah, okay. But who sang that song? Because that was that version that you just played. Who sang that?
I don't know. It's the beginning of the show. The video is the beginning of the show. I don't know.
All
who.
Right, fine. How old is she again?
She's 76.
76. She is exactly one Morgan Freeman years old.
76 trombones in the...
In the Morgan Freeman parade, exactly.
All right, here's our next one. You ready?
I am ready.
Okay.
I realize the way your eyes deceive me.
Oh, Jesus.
With tender looks that I mistook for love.
This is a country song.
So take away.
It hurts my ears. Country music hurts my ears. Is this Tammy Wynette?
No,
is it Loretta Lynn?
It's not a country singer.
Oh.
But let me play one other thing.
Okay.
And see if this helps you.
Up to you. You decide.
Oh my God, it's that lady that sings in the elevators.
No. So this is one half of a famous duet. That is currently performing in Vegas.
Captain and Tennille?
No.
Is it Marie Osmond?
It is Marie Osmond. I don't know what famous... I don't know. Maybe there's a famous song. Maybe chat room could help me with what would be a famous song from Marie Osmond.
For Marie... Oh, I got that. I think I can... Yeah, suddenly I'm Big Fatty all of a sudden. I can't spit a word out here.
Yes!
3 weeks. 3 weeks. Since Vegas. We haven't been on a single opening show yet.
He even played one today that didn't mention him.
I know. But no, we can't make it on his show.
He like broke the rules.
He did. He breaks the rules for all these other people. He must have, you know. All right, here would be this is a song for Marie Osmond. You could have played this.
In a town in the woods at the top of a hill, there's a house where no one lives. So you take a big bag of your big city money there and buy it. But at night when the house is dark...
It's a song called Creepy Doll. And she sells those fucking creepy dolls.
Oh, I was going to say, what? That doesn't sound like Marie Osmond to me. But...
No, that was Jonathan Colton. Jonathan Colton has a song for everything. So. All right, so there you go. Marie Osmond, I guessed that correctly.
Marie Osmond. Okay, so did I say how old she is?
No, you did not. How old is Marie
Osmond? Marie Osmond is 54 years old.
54 years young.
All right, so here's the last birthday other than RC of the week.
Yes.
Suddenly you're here. Suddenly it starts. Into anxious hearts.
God, I hate this kind of singing. This is like...
Yesterday I was
this is that, like faux today. Operatic Broadway shit sound. I don't know. This is that faux today operatic Broadway shit guy.
I can say this is a song from a recent movie. And this performance is a recent performance as well.
Then it's Der Licken by Sphincter.
No, let me play one more thing. Let me see
if it...
When you were a kid, did you ever dream of coming to New York, getting on the bus with your tattoos and dancing up on a stage with the Rockettes? Sean?
Hey, he sounds Australian. Is this Wolverine? Is this Hugh Jackman?
It is Wolverine.
Ah, why would you play that other thing? Why would you play that god-awful other thing?
The other thing is the cast of Les Misérables performs
at the Oscars. Yeah, I know, which is
Oscars.
A god-awful thing. Why didn't you play like the theme to the X-Men or something?
Well, because Wolverine, which, by the way, his name is Hugh Jackman.
I said Hugh Jackman.
He's known for his Broadway singing stuff, too. Whatever. And as we are the number one Broadway podcast.
You could have, the year he hosted the Tonys for a couple of years. You could have played one of his opening numbers from the Tonys. That would have been more interesting.
I mean, that was from the Tonys, actually, the last one that I just played. And let me just say, we're not like those other run-of-the-mill Broadway podcasts like Satyrsphere or whatever.
Der Licken by Schwinkter.
We actually know about Broadway on this show.
I don't know shit about Broadway. I do. I will tell you, I do not enjoy the mystery musical. I don't enjoy that because they're always, it's like nails on a chalkboard. That kind of music to me is like nails on a fucking chalkboard. But I will cede the fact that they know their shit. So, and the people that call in too.
Oh yeah, that was Scroop My Balls by it was an off Broadway production done by the Laurie Metcalf back in 1986, right before she got the Roseanne contract, and she did that there. And here's a fun fact: Tom Arnold was actually the second tenor in the chorus.
It's like these people know all this shit.
Well, at least Scott makes his money doing that, so he has a reason to like have researched all of this, because, you know, he has to study up for parts and he has to, you know, techniques and everything else for singing and acting and stuff. So, you know, some of those gays have no reason, no business spending that amount of time learning all of that stuff. If they are not paid to do it, that is all I've got to say. Anyway, that was all the birthdays.
Oh, well, that was all the birthdays, and I should probably play us.
I said this is the last birthday.
All right, then I should play us out of this segment.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kevin. Happy birthday to you.
3, 2, 1.
Contact is the secret.
Excellent. So here we are in the contact segment.
Can I make one more confession that won't surprise anyone?
What?
We talk to each other on Google Hangout.
Only during the show.
And here's my confession.
Yes.
I always put the focus on my camera. Because I want to know what I look like.
I have you covered up by other windows because I am doing things here, right? I'm like looking for clips and whatnot. And so I don't even see you, and you're concerned about what you look like.
But yeah, I only have the Hangout on this window, and then I have another computer over here that has my other stuff on it. So yeah, that's it. That's my confession. So I think you have the contact. Well, actually, I'm going to read an email.
Please do.
Let's start out with that. I would like to read it. It's from Mr. Turnip H. Head.
Turnip H. Head, yes.
And he says, boys, okay.
By the way, isn't Turnip Head from the Live It Up podcast?
He is. He is now. He has usurped your position, and he is now the second in command over at Live It Up. I believe he's Admiral Turnip Head over there. Anyway. Okay, so this has been making me cringe every time you open your show, but I've been biting my tongue as I do not want to step on any toes, just crush feelings of pride. Kidding. As it stands
now. So basically, he's just going to flaunt his superior Canadian education to our inferior public education from America.
America? Anyway, okay. As it stands now, with the way the sentence is built, it states that Daniel is being joined by Arkansas. Yet, Daniel, you are not being joined by Arkansas. You are being joined by Adam in Arkansas. My suggestion would be to say this instead. Joining me tonight from the blank free state of Arkansas would be Adam Burns.
Right.
Question, is that not what you say?
You know what? And then he's got me so confused by it that tonight I like was thinking about it. I thought, all right, so let's go back to Let's go back.
Do you say I'm joined tonight by the blank free state of Arkansas?
You know what? I say this in, you know, I don't consciously think about it while I'm saying it because I've said it so many times. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's a reflex. So let's see. I'm going to go back to last week's, which was the 8th, right?
Okay.
So let's see. This would be the show from last week. So
DI Plus has recorded its largest flaccid size. Don't use AOL.
We're glad you've joined us today. Here we go. Let's see what it says. DI Plus is brought to you by Stealth Anatomical Innerwear, the revolutionary new stealth.
By the way, did you buy one?
No, I haven't had time to measure myself yet.
Stealth welcomes you to discover the latest and most effective male enhancement underwear on the market today.
I mean, I was drunk.
Going far beyond popular pouches, slings, and padding that other brands offer, only our design actually lengthens the penis up to twice its normal flaccid size while adding plenty of extra girth. Check them out at stealthformen.com and don't forget to use the very special listener checkout code DIPLUS for a swelling savings.
Stupid. All right, here we go. So this is the
Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I'm joined by the stealth-free state of Arkansas.
Yeah, same with that.
Do you always say that? Because that's
I don't know.
Now it sounds, maybe it was just because you were drunk. Because I don't remember. I think I always listen intently to that opening and mute myself. And it sounds so wrong now that he points it out.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out. Now I'm going to have to go back and listen to every single episode. And then I'm going to have to re-edit every single episode
right.
And
I
then
see
put
you doing
them all
that.
Back up.
You're not a finisher either. Okay. So, by the way, I was going to say, so I had every intent of purchasing that thing, but being not a finisher, I have not actually measured myself. So anyway, okay, there is my bit. And no, Adam, I have not gone to the post office yet, so bite it. Maybe if you can light a fire under my LTD insurance.
Oh, by the way, you're back to reading Turniphead's email.
Yes.
I didn't follow that. Okay. Because I'm like, why are you telling yourself to bite it?
Listeners, join me as I continue in the reading tonight of Turniphead chapter 5, verse 3. I'll stand up and repeat after me. Okay, maybe if you can light a fire under my long-term disability insurance and get me some money that I'm owed, then I will be able to send your package. Love you, mean it.
So are you going to like start a fundraiser for Turniphead to buy him some much needed booze and postage?
Well, they have free health care. Look, I have to pay when I go to the doctor.
Right.
He gets free health care. I think that makes up for the fact.
You know who could donate it to him?
Daniel Brewer?
No.
Exactly.
Well, he could do a Wes Stone and what is it? Send it postage pay. Postage
That's right.
Unpaid
he could send
or
yeah, postage due.
Postage due, that's what it is. Anyway, cheers, Turniphead, a.k.a. I don't know if I'm supposed to say his name, so I won't.
No, don't. His name is Rumpelstiltskin.
What is it that you use? Somebody S. Snicklefritz the Fifth?
That was a Lurie Dean, yeah, Snicklefritz, yeah.
So that's it from Turniphead.
Turniphead, excellent. And then we have two phone calls. One of them was a celebrity death phone, but since we're here in the contact section, I'll spare you the call noise. But let's go to this voicemail first. This comes to us from the aforementioned Scott from the Satyrsphere. So that would be satyrsphere.blogspot.com. Hello.
Oh, Daniel. Oh, yes. Adam. Hi, this is Scott, Satyr 69, host of the Satyrsphere podcast.
Yes.
Catch you later.
Adam, you ignorant slut.
Oh, thank you.
Susan Egan was the original Belle in Beauty and the Beast on Broadway
right.
in 1994.
Oh, God.
Tony Braxton was a replacement, and not until 1998.
And then in 1985, Diane Schwarzenberger came in there and sang. She was actually Norman's daughter, but she sang the part of, it wasn't Belle. What she sang was she was the third French girl on the left on the Be My Guest. She actually played a spoon alternately with a plate. You know, it was like on one night she'd be the spoon and one night she'd be the plate. But the funny story, she tripped and she had to be replaced by her understudy, which was Lisa Snicklefritz, who, by the way, went on to win an Oscar or whatever the fuck they give those people on stage.
You know,
the first African-American to play Belle on Broadway. The racist. There could be there for you. And Be My Guest is sung by Lumiere, the candlestick, not the maid.
We have lives. What? You sigh as if I should be ashamed of myself. I don't go around reading like the Idiot's Guide to the fucking Broadway. I mean, what? Oh my God, I'm gonna be ashamed of myself for that. I should go hang myself right now for not knowing that. Oh, this proves I'm not a racist. She was the first African American Belle. Even better. Pod Cubs will love that.
But Lumiere sang it, which now you hate French people.
Right.
So.
All right, I love you too. I love this show. I'm sitting here laughing my ass off. You two are so funny. I love it. All right, have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Daniel, you know what the first African-American Belle sounds like, don't you?
Yes, I do. I have a clip. You want to hear it?
There you go, chat room. That was just for you.
It was from the third act of I Was Threatened. I was threatened by RT Cruiser. The goat did not show up at least once per show, that he would stop listening. So I, you know, have to at least bring goat in per show. Excellent. And then our final call this evening actually was a celebrity death phone call, but let's get to that right now, shall we? Hello.
Hey, boys. It's Gar in Denver.
Hi, Gar.
And I wanted to let celebrity death phone know
yes?
that Han Riegel, the man behind gummy bears, died from heart failure. Dead as a gummy bear.
Hans Riegel, the gummy bear guy. Do you eat gummy bears?
I don't. I hate gummy things. But
you know what? He's a first time caller.
Well, I don't know if you're a swallower. This is a little bit too graphic, but I'm just gonna tell you. Have you ever one time?
I've tried this new product. It's called Swallow 29.
I was partaking.
Yes,
and I am a swallower, but the output was
the discharge,
very much the consistency of like gummy worms.
I don't think that's good.
No, well, I don't know what that means. I really don't know, but it was a weird sensation, and I've been scarred for life.
All right, fine. Are you going to give Gar his? You know what?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Yes. There you go. It's a dollar. Are we giving it to him? Congratulations, Gar. You are in the drawing there for Gar Riegel. By the way, Johann Peter Hans Riegel is a German entrepreneur who has owned and operated confectionery maker Haribo since 1946. Born in Bonn, he is the oldest son of the company's founder, Hans Riegel Sr., who invented the gummy bear.
What was his name again?
Hans Riegel. He's
Hans
the guy that died.
Riegel. He invented gummy bears.
Well, actually, I guess it's Hans Riegel Jr. really that died. Because it's Johann Peter Hans Riegel, who is the son of Hans Riegel, who invented the gummy bear. Yeah, I invented the gummy bear. I don't know why he sounds like that. Anyway, so thank you, everyone, for all of your contact. And, you know, it is the end of the contact section, which means we have to do this.
3, 2, 1. Contact.
Excellent. So there you go. We have just run way the fuck over.
Yeah, Ramble won't be happy about that.
He will not be happy about that at all. You know, he had a life and death thing happen. I felt bad.
We had a story we had to tell, and we had to finish it.
We did. We had to talk about racism tonight on a very special TI Plus.
Right.
We had to talk about racism. That's all I gotta say. Because, you know, the popular opinion out there is that they hate black people. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
So, by they, do you mean Pod Cubs or Life on the Shit List? Which
all
one?
All of them. The ones
okay.
that hate black people?
Poke
oh, Life on the Life on the Shit List, yes. Hell yes. Yes, they hate all black people. That Peter G, notorious.
They
notorious
hate everyone, reasons. Don't they? Yeah,
they do. They hate everyone, well, pretty much. Were any of them in Vegas this year? No. It's
no.
They hate us. They hate
oh,
us.
You're poking it. You're poking it, Daniel.
Oh, poking it with a stick. No, they were there. They were on right before us in Vegas. Do you not remember that? And that was the whole thing.
Yes, I remember.
We tease. God damn it, people. We tease because we love. Good night, chat.
Good night, David.